you at Colorado Rapids.
Oh, yeah, we are back. It is TFC Pitch Side Match Preview Edition. April Fools, everybody. I guess that's what today is. It's April 1st. The game is going to be on April the 2nd. And a happy, hearty, happy birthday to Clint Irwin, the TFC Reds goalkeeper this year. And he's making his return to his former home in Colorado along with Drew Moore as they both make their initial returns to the Colorado Rapids after moving in the offseason. So there's your big storyline for this week's game as TFC gets ready to play the Rapids in Colorado at altitude, as we always discuss. Over the course of the show, we'll do what we always do. We'll check in on what happened last season between these two clubs. We'll do the did you know, remember when's, and the three keys. We'll also talk to Drew Moore as well in this match preview. At Dan Riccio 590, remember TFC Pitch Side every Monday and Friday to preview matches as well. So the formations for this game, and it's looking like it could be a cagey affair, as it usually is with the Colorado Rapids. They'll probably go with a 4-2-3-1 formation. Be prepared to see them line up extremely defensively. Rapids manager Pablo Mastroeni apparently does not like to score goals. They scored very few last year, and we'll probably see that again. They've had just two goals through their first three games of the season. TFC, we're expecting the same 4-3-3 formation. As far as injuries go, Kevin Doyle set to miss 3 to 5 weeks for the Rapids, so they'll be missing probably one of their top forwards, and they'll lean heavily on Marco Papa. He has a goal and an assist this season, and the Rapids have just two goals on the year. Shkelzgen, I'm never going to be able to say this name right. He is Albanian. Shkelzen Gashi, their new DP, he missed Albania's friendly versus Austria with a calf injury. No word if he is out for this game with TFC, but he is probably the Rapids' most gifted offensive player. He had 22 goals and 31 appearances during the 14-15 campaign with FC Basel over in Switzerland, and he has yet to score for the Rapids. He was suspended, though, after their 1-0 win over the LA Galaxy as he entered the pitch to celebrate Marco Papa's 95th-minute goal and gets the suspension and learns you're not allowed to do that in North America. So learning lessons, as we all do with the MLS each and every week. Jozy Altidore, he did play for the U.S. over the international break. He did score. He's available. Question is, will he start? I think yes, and we'll get more into that in our three keys to the game. Last season, Toronto FC were 3-1 winners over Colorado on September 19th at BMO Field. That was right in the thick of when TFC made their playoff push and eventually did get that wild card spot into the postseason. Jovinko had two goals plus an assist on Damian Perquis' goal, so it was one of those performances that we remember that made Sebastian Jovinko just so special last season, and he just absolutely destroyed the Colorado Rapids, who were the second worst team in MLS last year, only in front of the Chicago Fire. And mainly that was because they could play a little bit of defense, though they couldn't score very much. Now, of course, Colorado, their big offseason moves outside of Shkelzen Gashi were Tim Howard and Jermaine Jones. Jones is suspended for three more games. Remember, he had that incident with a referee last year when in the playoffs with the New England Revolution. So he's still suspended, and Tim Howard cannot join the Rapids until the English Premier League season is over. And we can go into the whole debate about how much a goalie really matters as a designated player, but I think it's pretty obvious this is a very strangely put together Colorado Rapids team. And we'll get into that as well when we talk to Drew Moore and the direction that Colorado has been showing over the last couple of years. But let's get into some of the audio that previews this game, and we'll start on Colorado's side. TFC had a bit of a lighter week at training, and we'll have the talk with Drew Moore, but let's start in Colorado. Axel Schoberg. Now, who better to talk about Clint Irwin, the goalkeeper for TFC, and defender Drew Moore. Well, Axel Sjoberg was Drew Moore's partner in the center of defense and also, you know, talked very highly of Clint Irwin. Here he is talking about the return of Irwin and Moore.
They were a big part of the team last year, and, you know, coming in as a young guy, having Clint behind me and playing alongside Drew, you know, they taught me things along the way, both in practice and during games and even in the locker room. So both are great guys, and I wish them all the best in this season and in their careers. But for Saturday, you know, I don't wish them any luck.
Yeah, he doesn't wish them any luck, does he? So Axel Sjoberg wants the 3 points. Remember, these two teams, both with 4 points on the year, each of them 1-1-1 on the year. Clint Irwin, he was kind of a popular guy, I guess you could say, in Colorado. Well, maybe not, actually. Last year, we were looking through the Colorado Rapids video archives, and Clint Irwin was roaming around the stadium going undercover, and really none of the Rapids fans knew who he was.
I would think that if they're doing a bad job, they probably should change it.
I mean, that would only make sense, right?
Seems logical.
I mean, if the team's not doing well, normally, you know, the goalkeeper's a pretty easy position to change.
He just catches the ball, right? So I figure you could find a guy that catches the ball pretty easy.
I think they need to educate the Colorado Rapids fans a little bit better. Like, imagine you're Clint Irwin in that spot, and this person just says, yeah, you know, goalkeepers, they just got to catch the ball. Like, if Thomas Michalakos was here right now, he'd be losing his mind.
Oh, Clint, yeah, I went to college with him.
You went to college with him?
I wish I would. I was going to say a blast.
Well, you didn't go to college with him, obviously, because he's standing right next to you and you don't know who he is. So always fun when they do those undercover bits. And Clint Irwin, we hope you TFC fans know better of Clint Irwin, because he's a good dude. And we've spoken to him a couple times at training, and he's a real fun guy to have around with this new TFC squad. So getting into, I guess, the guy who is more well-known in Colorado, obviously shows up in 2010. They go on to win MLS Cup right here in Toronto. And it's been a pretty good start to the season for Drew Moore as the key piece on defense for Toronto FC. And we spoke to him down at the Kia Training Grounds. Producer Emil Delich asking him about going back to the place that he won an MLS Cup in Colorado.
Yeah, I think it's a mix of emotions. I think for the most part, excitement. You know, when I think of Colorado, I still think it's home right now. You know, I'm sure it'll feel like it when I'm there. It wasn't long ago that it still was home. So I think when you're at a place for so long and with an organization that treated me so well and looked after me and, you know, a place that my wife and I love so much, it's difficult to go back and kind of be the enemy. Although, you know, I'm expecting a relatively warm reception, but at the same time, it's, you know, for 90 minutes, you know, I'm on the other side of it, and I certainly want to take all 3 points away from them. You know, my last couple seasons in Colorado were difficult with the injury and then making my way back and then, you know, playing out of position a little bit last season, but there's no bad blood, you know, nothing but respect for those guys, and they made a very, very good offer to me that I certainly appreciated, but at that point, my mind had already pretty much been made up. They've got some, you know, some very good signings that they brought in. You've got Marco Papa, Gashi, the new DP. I think Azira is a very good player. They got stronger, in my opinion, and you know, they've got a couple guys that they've signed that aren't able to play yet. So, you know, I think they're still very similar. They're gonna grind through every 90 minutes. They're gonna be very organized defensively. They're gonna be solid. They're not gonna give anything away, and they're gonna look to take advantage of any opportunities that they may create. But they're always difficult at home. It's, you know, it's a place that they want to make a fortress and make points you know, difficult to come by there. And so we're gonna have to be on our game and play with confidence and play our game. I think we're going at a good time in the summer. It can get hot. That dry air, it zaps your energy very quickly. You know, I know at least they used to try to play on a bigger field, try to make the field as big as possible, make the opponents run, and you know, get some of that air out of them early. But you know, my last couple of years there, it wasn't the fortress we wanted it to be, but I still think teams find it difficult to go in there. And again, when they're organized and when they're on their game, they're tough to break down at home.
Playing there for so many years, and having the altitude to your advantage, did you see opponents kind of break down throughout the game? Did you see them kind of getting weaker and weaker and you having that advantage with the altitude?
It's funny. When you're there, you don't think about the altitude very much. You certainly want to use it to your advantage if opponents come in and are worried about it. I know there were some teams that used to talk about it. They just hated it. And I remember being an opponent when I played for Dallas going into Colorado and didn't think much of it. The air is dry. You know, you get a little bit of a dry throat late in the game. But in terms of, you know, I don't think it breaks your body down or beats you up any more than, you know, it's a 90-minute game regardless. And you're going to put your body through it, you know, no matter what altitude you're at. So we always try to use it to our advantage, but I don't think it affects teams as much as you would like.
Your former coach had a pretty solid defensive structure with you guys. Do you guys plan on pushing a little bit? And did you have any intel for your team when it comes to a match like this, being there for so many years?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was teammates with Pablo for about five seasons, and then he was my coach for a couple seasons. So, you know, in video sessions, when we would go over how they are going to be tactically, I tried to, you know, put some of my wisdom in. Obviously, they've got some new players this year, but, again, they're organized defensively. They have a very solid block of six with the back four and the two defensive midfielders, and they're difficult to break down. You have to make them uncomfortable. You have to get them out of their positions. You know, if you can take their outside backs on one-on-one, because sometimes they end up a little bit isolated out there. You know, they want to keep their big guys in the box for any crosses and stuff. But, yeah, you know, any wisdom I was able to, you know, to share with the guys, I certainly tried to this week, and then hopefully it'll help us.
Did you guys get any free swag from Dick's Sporting Goods all those years being called Dick's Sporting Goods Arena?
I think we got the normal swag that most MLS teams got.
There was a point last year we talked about the mustache and how the mustache was put on because you guys went through a really bad stretch. But really, was it more of an intimidation tactic for other coaches when he shook hands with them?
You'll have to ask Pablo that. He certainly, you know, I think he looked at himself in the mirror one day and saw the mustache on his face and thought, what am I doing? What am I doing? No, but it was fun for a little bit there. And, you know, I don't think he's ever going to live that one down.
It looks good. It looks really good. And just lastly, being there for so many years, your first season there, winning the MLS Cup, your best memories from Colorado besides the MLS Cup, what can you recall?
Yeah, it's just a beautiful place to live, I feel like. Certainly the championship at the start of my career there was unbelievable, and it put just a silver lining on anything that ever happened there, which was all positive from my end. But it's a great place to live. The quality of life is wonderful. Again, it still feels like it's home to me, and hopefully it will this weekend. And I'm looking forward to spending a couple of days there. But again, for 90 minutes, it's a business trip, and I want all 3 points.
And the most interesting part of all of that is a quote from the Toronto Sun earlier this year. Actually, it was back in December, shortly after Drew Moore signed with TFC, and it reads like this from Drew Moore. As the league continues to change and continues to adapt, it's important that organizations keep up with that. You look at the free agency process alone, and like I said, teams have to make themselves attractive. I'm not a person who needs all the bells and whistles and needs to be extremely well taken care of, because that's not who I am. But it's important that the Colorado Rapids continue to progress as the league progresses, or they might have trouble keeping up. As much as I love the Rapids organization, the league has come a long way since Colorado won MLS Cup in 2010. You look at Toronto FC, and they're doing everything they can to keep players and to attract players. End quote. But that was really interesting from back then to hear Drew Moore. Now he's kind of backed off those comments a little bit as Colorado's brought in Jermaine Jones and Tim Howard, and they've tried to make some moves. It's still not a clear direction of where they want to go, I think, and I think a lot of Colorado Rapids fans are showing that, and that'll take us right into our Did You Know segment for this match preview in Colorado, where TFC will play at Dick's Sporting Good Park. It's a lot of words in there. Dick's Sporting Goods Park, where tickets start at just $29. I tried to get on there, so I could easily find tickets, so it will not be a sellout there, and that's not really much of a surprise. Colorado have the lowest average attendance among the 20 teams in MLS. That is slightly just over 15,000 last year, though the stadium holds just a little bit more than 18 for a soccer game. Now, also, we talked a lot about Colorado's not really willingness to go forward all the time under head coach Pablo Mastroianni? Well, Sebastian Giovinco, listen to this. He had more combined goals and assists with 38 last season than Colorado had goals as a team in 33. The Rapids had a league low 5 home wins. And Connor Casey, who's no longer with the Rapids, I believe is a free agent. I know Kurt Larson actually threw it out there that maybe TFC should sign him as a depth striker. But he leads the Colorado Rapids franchise with 50 goals scored in Burgundy. And none more than his man of the match performance he scored here at BMO Field in 2010 when Colorado won MLS Cup. But it was not the winner. No. The winner was quite possibly the ugliest winning goal in an extra time soccer game of all time.
That's pressure for you. Casey. It's Kanji. Still going. Crazy deflection and it is an own goal of George John. Colorado Rapids. It's a free goal, but the Rapids are ahead.
And the call of the goal matches the aesthetics of the goal that were scored. And that was a cold night. It was a brutal night. Dallas was all over Colorado. I think they had like 70 million shots at goal and couldn't find the winner. Turns out Colorado gets it with their feisty mentality, and they'll continue to have that mentality through this game with TFC this weekend. Baldomero Toledo was the referee in that match. Fittingly, amazingly, he did not hand out a red card, but did hand out 4 yellows in that 2-1 win for Colorado in the 2010 MLS Cup Final, which was played here at BMO Field. Now it's time for your 3 keys to the match for TFC in Colorado. First up, the midfield battle. Marco Papa and Michael Bradley might as well be best buds at this point. They met twice internationally over the past week, once in Guatemala and once in Columbus, each of them taking a win apiece. So it'll be interesting to see if Bradley expands his role any further with the Rapids, who are not known to be a very adventurous squad. So we'll see what Bradley does with that. If he does have another performance like he did, was it Friday night in Guatemala? It will probably not go well for TFC. You can find the GIFs online, the YouTube videos, whatever. Bradley got quite undressed in this one with a dirty, dirty nutmeg. Number 2 on our 3 keys to the game. Don't get caught in transition. As we said, the Rapids, they're going to try and get TFC on the counter. That is the Rapids game. TFC really has to go after it as a team. This is probably the match that they do. Yet this season, I think this is probably the match that they do. It could very well be the case this week, but they have to stay conscious of shape and positioning in case of that rapid counterattack. Pun intended, of course. And finally, the third and final key for the game, feed Seba. As you heard Drew Moore say, you have to get on the outsides, get their wingbacks into one-on-one situations, and that's exactly what Giovinco did last year in this matchup against the Rapids, and he has to do it again. If you look at TFC's projected 11 for this game, Giovinco is out on the left wing, and Josie Altidore is in the middle, so this might be the first time we see Altidore get the start. I think it's a good place for him to get that start, because of the way Colorado is set up as a defensive squad, and you can get Giovinco to be a little bit more involved in the game on that left wing and drifting into the middle. I think if that happens, TFC get the ball to Seba, let him do his thing. You can let Clint and Drew enjoy watching him do his thing again, but this time on the winning side of the field. There's your TFC match preview for the game in Colorado. 8 o'clock start on Saturday night, April the 2nd. I'm Dan Riccio. This was a TFC pitch side match preview. We'll be back Monday with Thomas for a match review, as we always do every single Monday on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and iTunes. All right, I'm Dan Riccio. This was TFC pitch side.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to